Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In 2013, the Four Rivers region of the London International Church of Christ are going to be preaching through the Gospel of Matthew. So here are a few thoughts about the background of the book that might help us get a bit more out of it. Now, I'm not a huge fan of swimming, although I know it is good exercise. And I haven't been to the pool for a very long time, but I went back to the pool last month. And to begin with, just 10 lengths were quite a struggle. But over time, the last few weeks, the number of laps have increased. And then I found my next challenge, which was simply, well, boredom. My solution was to swim 28 lengths, trying to think of what's going on in the corresponding chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. 28 chapters, you see. Length one is chapter one. Length two is chapter two. And so on. And I found an unexpected problem. I found I could remember very little from a lot of the chapters. Some chapters, chapter 7, yes, a lot from there. Or chapter 28, yes, the resurrection and the command to go and make disciples of all nations. But many other chapters in between were, well, rather obscure. And I found that a bit disconcerting, actually, since I've read the Gospel of Matthew many times. Well, it seems to me that however often you've read one of the books of the Bible, there is still more to learn. And so I'll be recording a few podcasts as background to the Gospel of Matthew and some extra background to each chapter, so that as we go through the year, I hope that we'll all learn, including myself, a lot more about this Gospel. By the end of 2013, I expect to be a better swimmer, but more importantly, a better student of Matthew and, as a result, a better disciple of Jesus Christ. So tune in for these regular podcasts for background as to the magic of Matthew's Gospel. God bless.